Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, April 29th. As the week wraps up, so does Progressive Conservative Bill Walker's time as MPP for Bruce Grey Owen Sound. The 2022 election campaign period is set to start next week, and Walker announced earlier this year he would not run for another term as MPP in this June's election. He has been in the seat for over 10 years. Walker is scheduled to be on the open line on Tuesday, May 3rd on 560 CFOS for a look back at his time as a local political representative. Ontario's 2022 budget is calling for more than $198 billion in spending. The majority of that will be spent on highways, transit, and hospitals. The pre-election budget from the Progressive Conservatives also raises the deficit to over $19 billion. A Southampton man has won $2 million in the lottery. Thomas Gibbons won the top prize with Ontario 49 in the December 29, 2021 draw. Gibbons, a 42-year-old small business owner and father of three, says he plays the lottery twice a week. He plans to pay off his mortgage, purchase a pool for his kids, and invest. The winning ticket was purchased at Ralph's on Godrich Street in Port Elgin. Northern Bruce Peninsula is updating its fireworks bylaw to require a permit to possess or set off any fireworks in the municipality. This update comes after council directed staff to review the bylaw last summer following numerous complaints of fireworks being used illegally leading up to and after Canada Day. Fire Chief Jack Burt.
Having that permit will allow us to know where the fireworks are located and make sure that all the safety requirements are in place before the display occurs.
The first allotment of Canada Summer Jobs Program funding from the federal government has been announced. A release from Bruce Grey Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff says over 550 local job opportunities will be available for youth in the riding with over 120 local employers.
Hundreds of jobs for youth that will all be published from private to not-for-profit, et cetera, right across the riding over the coming weeks for employment this summer.
Ruff says Economic and Social Development Canada has committed approximately $1.5 million in funding to Bruce Grey Owen Sound organizations. Eligible constituents who are interested in the program can find available job opportunities at the Canada Job Bank at jobbank.gc.ca/youth. The Billy Bishop Home and Museum is hosting its annual Fire and Ice fundraising gala. It's a ladies' night out event at the Best Western Inn on the Bay that includes a live purse auction as well as a silent auction. One of the purses will have a diamond and sapphire set in 14-karat gold donated by DC Taylor Jewelers. The event is set to be held on Saturday, May 7th. Tickets must be purchased by May 1st. Dinner will be served by local businessmen. The Billy Bishop Home and Museum is a nonprofit organization that relies on grants and fundraising. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open down today. The TSX in Toronto opens at 21,121 after going up 376 points yesterday. The Dow Jones is up 614 points in pre-market. Our dollar is trading at 78.52 U.S. cents, up 44 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $106.62, up $1.26 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Raptors were eliminated from the NBA playoffs with a 132-97 loss to the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 6. In Major League Ball, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Boston Red Sox 1-0 yesterday afternoon, winning that series 3-1. The Jays start a 3-game series with the visiting Houston Astros this evening. In OHL playoffs, a couple of scores. Hamilton won its Eastern Quarterfinal Series, sweeping Peterborough with a 7-3 win in Game 4. Kingston took a 3-1 series lead after beating Oshawa 6-2. Windsor leads its Western quarterfinal series with Sarnia 3-1 after a 4-1 win over the Sting, and the Sioux got by Guelph 5-4 to take a 3-1 series lead. The Owen Sound Attack visit the Flint Firebirds for Game 5 on Sunday afternoon. That OHL West quarterfinal is tied at 2-2. In Game 3 of the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, Mitchell topped Stayner 4-3 in overtime. Mitchell leads the series 2-1. Next action is tomorrow afternoon. In the NHL, Vancouver nipped LA 3-2, Calgary lost 3-2 to the Minnesota Wild, Edmonton topped San Jose 5-4, and Ottawa was shut out 4-0 by the Florida Panthers. Tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs host Boston. And in the NFL draft, Philadelphia acquired Tennessee's A.J. Brown and Georgia defensive tackle Jordan Davis.